all the candidates we have had on the show so far in September have all been important candidates. The races they've been running have been all important, but now we get down to all the other candidates we've talked to in the races. They're important. Don't get me wrong. But now we get to the contests that are really crucial, both for offices here in Marion County, both for the legislative offices and for school board, because school board is just as important. Educating our kids is just as important as running the clerk's office or the prosecutor's office or the sheriff or a legislative seat. Tomorrow, we will start our school board interviews. The folks from Lawrence Township who are running for the school board will be here, as well as folks running for the Washington Township School Board will be here as well. But we begin today with Marion County Clerk. And those are the folks that are responsible for all of the paper flow in our court system, not just the paper flow, but the computerized flow, because it's getting more and more computerized. They are responsible for the administration of elections, regular elections, primary elections. If somebody has a referendum, a special election, they are responsible for that. The county clerk is also responsible for getting the funds, if you are due funds under child support, getting that to the mom and making sure things are credited as well. And we've been alternating on campaign Tuesdays, some hours the Democratic candidate has come in our first hour and our second hour, the Republican candidate. We just keep alternating. Today it's R&D. Last week it was DNR. So today the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk, the official title of the office is Clerk of the Superior Court, is Christine Bischoff. She is the Republican candidate and she joins me now. Christine, welcome.
Thank you, Amos.
So, there may be people listening who did not hear you when you were here a few months ago. Why are you running?
I'm really running out of a heart of service for the city. I see my talents unique to helping with the clerks, the challenges that the office is going to have in the next 4 years. And I just really want to serve and put those talents out to use for the community.
What kind of background and experience do you, if you are elected on November the 4th, what kind of background and experience would you bring to the job?
I bring computer background. I've been working in the computer industry with my own small business for over 14 years. And throughout the entire time that I've been in that career, it has been about helping people evolve from a hard copy system into a computerized system. And we still see a lot of that in the clerk's office today. There's a foot on each world right now. And so really, in the next 4 to 8 years, there's going to be a lot of changes and a lot of technology introduced. I'm going to be able to talk to people without needing an interpreter.
Now, you got involved in the process working in your neighborhood, in your community. You live down in beautiful Franklin Township, and you got involved when the Franklin Township School Board said they didn't want to take the kids, pick them up to school on the school buses and bring them back unless the parents paid like an outrageous sum of money. And that got you, out from watching into the game.
It did. It got me out into the community, making connections with people and really listening to the needs of the community, which is what I'm looking to do on a larger scale now. But some of what I did then and my motivations really hold true now for parts of what the clerk does, and that would be the child support. I come as an only child of a single mother, and my mother did not get the child support that she was court granted. And so I know how important taking care of our children are. When the school was not going to bust those children without resources, that's when I got very fired up about protecting their rights and their needs.
239-1310, 239-1310. This afternoon's name is your opportunity to talk to Christine Bischoff, the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk, on the issues in the clerk's office and the clerk's race that are important to you. 239-1310, 239-1310. You can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. If elected, what would you do differently as the county clerk than what is being done now?
There's going to be a lot of opportunities for changes, but the very first thing that's going to happen is a true assessment of what is happening. The large number of the clerks that are there have been there through several different people holding that main office, and those are good workers with a lot of history and knowledge. The most important thing is to go in and assess what's happening now and find out how we can make it better for everyone, not just the people in the office, but the court systems and then also the customers, the people calling in and the people walking in the door that need help.
One of the things that I think that, has happened in the last few months here in Marion County is a lot of the court records, both in the criminal court cases and civil court cases, have now been computerized, and people can go to the website of the county clerk's office or the court's office and actually look up past cases. How did, is that something that can help people so that if people maybe don't know what's in their criminal history, or maybe they've been unfairly turned down for a job because somebody got some bad information, those people can go in there and see exactly what happened?
Well, being able to put your hands on your court records is vital, and being able to store those records and take care of those records properly is important. And although the current office has done a lot of work to get that caught up, there's still a lot that needs to be done. It was just during the summer that I went through the courts, and I looked at different courtrooms. And this isn't a political issue. This is just an issue of a massive amount of records that needs to be cared for. And they're piling up, literally in courtrooms, in deliberation rooms. And they need to be taken care of. They need to be scanned, redundantly backed up, and then destroyed.
Is it difficult for the elected county clerk, whether she and there are two outstanding ladies running for this office, so this is a she thing. I'm not trying to, if it was a guy, I'd say he and she. Is it difficult for the clerk as an independent county elected official to be able to tell the judges, hey, judge, you got a lot of paper here and we need to get it done. Could you move on? Is it hard to, is this job more like herding cats or getting, because the judges are also independently elected county officials.
Yes, and the judges themselves want to see this happen. I've talked to several of them who have. And I know there's a judge that has even gotten frustrated and moved the court records out into the hallway to make a point. They weren't out there very long, but they were out there. When you do that, you take people's private information and you make it accessible. It's accessible now just sitting in the courtrooms. So this is an issue that, they are conscious of, and it's an issue that everyone should be conscious of.
Is this going to be a priority if you're elected November 4th when you take the oath, or if you're elected on New Year's Day? That may be your first 90 days priority, trying to get all these things scanned?
It is. It is. I think it's very important. I'm a firm believer in what's called the broken window syndrome, which means that if you have an area that has been vandalized and broken down and it appears to be run down, people are less likely to have respect in that area. And when you walk into Marion County courts, you should feel that they are efficient, that they're functioning properly, and that you're going to have fair service. And with the records piling up like they are, I believe that's of vital importance for our courts to function properly.
One of the concerns that has been in the community and listeners of this program over 11 years raising the issue of people who made a mistake, paid the penalty for those mistakes, and then turning their lives around, not going back into a life of crime, trying to move forward, can't get employment because of the mistake that they made. And I think that that coming out of the African-American community as well as other communities around the state led the legislature on a bipartisan basis virtually unanimously to pass revisions in what is called the Second Chance Law. The fact that a lot of these records are now computerized, does that help individuals who are trying to get their records expunged from people outside the justice system to get their records cleaned up to help them?
Well, what it's definitely going to help with is efficiency, the ability to do that quickly, the ability to find that record, to review what's actually in it and make the changes that are necessary very quickly and then produce a new document. That is one thing that technology brings to that system, is the ability to do things on a faster pace.
239-1310, 239-1310. This afternoon's name is, we're talking with Christine Vishkov, who is the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk. As more of these records get computerized, there are some things in court records, there's some details that shouldn't get out. For example, a person's social security number, a person's date of birth, an address, really can't, because that does become public record if you get into something. How do you make sure, with all these other hacks that have occurred, I mean, you go now into a store and you think you're safely using your debit card or your credit card, and somebody in Russia hacks your password. What can we do to make sure this system is secure, so that somebody in Russia or China or Azerbaijan doesn't get personal information from some poor guy that got sued?
Yeah, that's very important. And when you are when you are in charge of those records mm-hmm. and you understand how to talk to the companies that are providing you the software, yeah. it gives you the ability to understand how that security works. What you're talking about is being able to secure a database on a field, which means being able to say, we can access part of this record, but these five fields, no one's allowed to see mm-hmm. unless you're internal. Right. And so that kind of communication back and forth with the software companies is vital. And that's something I bring to the table, the ability to have those conversations.
239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. Is when it's Candidate Tuesday. It's not about me asking the questions. This is the opportunity for you to talk to the candidates on the issues that are important to you. Let me start today with Sherry, with Christine Bischkoff, the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Fine. What's up?
I heard something to the effect from the candidate that said, if the area is a rundown area, that people tend to not have respect. Do you feel like residential areas that are run down, that people don't have respect?
No, I feel that it is the people in a community that come together to try to make their life great. That's what makes a community. But it's when people don't care and they leave things just as they are that you start to see those kinds of influences. I think it's important that we come together as people and love each other enough to make our lives better.
So it can be somebody living in a beautiful neighborhood but doesn't care that could run down that beautiful neighborhood.
No, it can happen anywhere. And when you're talking about a court system, this is specifically what that analogy was about. When you walk into a court system and you see a table that's 9 feet long and it has records piled up taller than my head on it, and they're just sitting in the back of the courtroom where people can walk by, you know,
that doesn't give confidence.
No.
Do you feel it's the clerk's job to pull that judge or that judge's clerks? Well, you know, this is a question I have. In a courtroom, you know, the judge is there. The judge has bailiffs who kind of belong to the sheriff's department. And then the judge has, you know, a secretary and maybe an assistant. The clerks that work in the court, do they work for the judge or they work for you if you're elected?
They work for the clerk. Uh-huh. It's important to have an administrative branch.
So in each courtroom, there are clerks' employees working for the system.
There are.
Not for the individual judge.
Well, what? Yes.
Okay.
Pay-wise, definitely.
Right. So part of this is, so it is your responsibility to make sure that each of these courts, each of our 32 courts, not only are running smoothly, but hey, the paper's moving quickly.
That's right. And that the information is accessible, mm-hmm. and whether it's on paper still or whether it's in the computer system. There's an issue. There's a lot of laws involved too, whether the court system is open or whether the court case is open or closed, how long it has been closed, tells you at what point you can start to do things with those records as far as archiving them.
Something that has always come up is if somebody feels that there was an error in their court record or their understanding of what happened in the court doesn't jive with what is actually written down in the formal orders, do they have to go back to that courtroom and to the judge? Do they bring it to the clerk's attention?
Well, anything that is written out and has been judged on is through the court system.
It has to go back to the judge. Okay, 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Larry, hi there.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
I'm fine.
Okay, I just want to say I have a lawyer working on my case, and I'm supposed to get my case expunged. And it's been over 4 months, and they claim they can't find my records, and they keep looking for them, and it's been in a warehouse. I just want to know, how long do we got to wait until they can find the record?
And this is a record from a Marion County court?
Yes, sir.
And what year are we talking about? They can't find a record from what year?
99.
Have you gone on the computer system to see whether it's listed whether the record has been recorded in the new computer system?
No, I haven't. I have a lawyer on that case.
Have you asked the lawyer whether the name of the system is called Odyssey? It's like a Star Trek thing, I guess. It's called Odyssey. Have you asked your attorney whether he's tried to look it up in the Odyssey system?
No, I haven't. He just said he requested the case numerous times, and they're still waiting on it. They can't find it.
Mm.
It's in a big warehouse.
I didn't even know the Christine, say, have you been to the big warehouse?
I have not been to the big warehouse, but I've heard of it.
You've heard it's a big warehouse.
And I've heard that there's records there. You know, you've got records in the bottom of the county building. You've got records in the courtrooms themselves, the court offices, and then you've got the records in the warehouse.
Let me ask you, Larry, are you pretty good with a computer?
Yes, sir.
You are? Uh-oh, that's a good...
Sir.
Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing already. All right, hold on here. Let me see if I can find... Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to hit the right. Ah, here we go. You got a pen and paper with you?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want you to write down a web address. You ready?
Yeah.
My case, that's the first word, MYCASE.
Okay.
.IN.
Okay.
.GOV.
Okay.
Then a forward slash mark.
Okay.
Then the word default, DEFAULT.
Okay.
Dot ASPX. X is an X-ray.
SAPX?
A is in apples, S is in Sam, P is in Paul, X is an X-ray.
Got it.
Now, that will take you to the site of what is called Odyssey. Odyssey okay. Case Search. And what you're going to do is click on Criminal Case Records.
Okay.
And you're going to ask to, and you're going to see where you can search by the case number, if you got it, or okay. your name as the defendant.
Okay.
You type in, it'll say last name in red.
Okay.
Type in your last name and your first name and do a search.
Okay, I appreciate
and
that.
If they have taken the record and scanned it or put it in a computer, there'll be a summary of that case.
All right.
Now here's the kicker. If it ain't there, and you can search with your last name, first name, and middle, and date of birth, so I'm sure you got all of that, right?
Right.
Now,
right.
And if it don't come up, then there probably is a problem.
Okay. All right.
And if it's there in the computer, then you can print that out on the computer, give that to your attorney, and walk that into court and say, what up? Okay?
I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. 239-1310. But this, Christine, this is an example of what, if you get the stuff in the computer, can help the ordinary citizen, the ordinary resident.
Oh, it is. And the most important thing when you're filling out forms, any kind of form, especially one in a program like that, is to not leave any blanks. To make sure that the clerk is taking information at whatever level is making sure that every single block is filled. And I'll give you a real world example.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a lawyer, like this gentleman has a lawyer. Right. If you're a lawyer and you are looking up to make sure that someone has been served mm-hmm. before the court date, mm-hmm. if the clerk has put the tracking number for the registered mail piece mm-hmm. that goes to the U.S. Post Office website, mm-hmm. if they put that tracking number in Odyssey, you can go right on, like you just explained, search for that record, click on that, go to the website of the Post Office.
And it's going to show you, did they serve it, whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's going to do more than that. It's going to give you a piece of paper to print out with a copy of the signature.
Ah.
And then the lawyer has proof of service when they walk into the courtroom. Using these systems to their utmost ability by completing everything accurately makes everyone's life more efficient. And ultimately, the lawyer's customer doesn't have to spend as many hours in dollars for that lawyer.
239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's news. We're talking with the Republican candidate from Marion County Clerk, Christine Bischoff. We are talking about court records. When we come back, we'll also talk about elections, where she stands on those particular issues. It's afternoon's with Amos. Candidate Tuesday, the Republican candidate for clerk is here. The Democratic candidate will be in our second hour. It's afternoon's with Amos after these.
Hi, this is State Representative Greg Porter, and you are listening to Indiana Broadcasters Hall of Fame inductee Amos Brown. Right here on 1310, The Light.
Back to the phones in Sean at 239-1310. Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Ms. Bischoff, it sounds like you have a great customer service background. How would you address, the clerks sometimes when they don't present themselves in a professional manner? And if, would you have the ability, if elected, to have all the archived files imaged into some type of computer system? Would you have the funds to change the system in that way?
All right.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're talking about. I definitely would want to make sure that not only do the clerks that work underneath me, are they professional to the people who call in, treating them, as I say, as customers, but also that the information is complete and easy to find so that they can give speedy service. And that's the most important thing, answering the phones, speaking politely with the people to make sure that you understand their needs, and then helping them the best that you can with the best systems that you can make.
I would say most of the job of the county clerk is this whole paper flow in 32 courtrooms, which includes traffic court plus all the plus the whole juvenile court and the whole ball of wax. But it's also elections. It's a couple of issues as it relates to elections. One, early voting, which people first started to get used to in the 2007 mayor's race, that just went off the hook in 2008 in an election that we probably will never see again in our lifetime, has gone hot and cold with, early voting just in the clerk's office at the city county building. What are your views if you're elected on early voting? How do you think it should occur in this county, and should it occur in this county?
I do believe that early voting has a place, that it is needed, and it comes back from my military background. You know, myself and my husband were in the military, and for all the years that he was abroad, he voted by absentee ballot, and the early voting is akin to the absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. It's important that someone who can't show up at the poll on election day, that their vote, that their voice is counted. Mm-hmm. It's important that every voice is counted, and so early voting is important also. I encourage everyone to step out on election day and serve their city by working the polls. Mm-hmm. When you do that, you're working the entire day and you may not be at your poll. Mm-hmm. So that early voting is important for many cases. And that's just if you're serving on that day. There's a lot of business reasons that people are out of town. Right. There's a lot of reasons that there needs to be access to that. So I'm very supportive of it.
Are you open to early voting in a location other than the clerk's office downtown?
What I am up to, and what I really believe we all need to do right now, is have an honest conversation about how elections are going to go forward with communities, mm-hmm. what their needs are. The needs in certain communities would be different than the needs in other communities, and it's important that we are servicing everyone to the best of our ability. And as software and equipment changes, as technology is introduced into the election system, it's important that we step back and relook at everything and make honest decisions going forward that are going to be cost-effective now and save us money down the road.
The next clerk will have a large say in what we do with the voting machines we have. They're kind of long in the, even though they're cute and they're nice, they're kind of long in the tooth, I understand it. One of the advantages of the machines that we have now is it has a paper backup. So if the machine messes up, there's good old-fashioned paper to back it up. I know you got with your computer experience. Where do you fall on this? Should the next generation of voting machines be all electric? Should there be some kind of paper backup in case something messes up at a polling place?
I really like the paper backup system. Mm-hmm. I really do. And there's machines out now that don't even have that. The handicap machines that are the touch screens, they don't have the paper backup. And I think that when you have a question in an area and you need to have a recount, it's so important to be able to go right back to scratch, go back to the piece of paper that someone scribbled on. Mm-hmm. That is the vote. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to have that. The ability to have both is great. As a person who loves records and data, I like to see the backup systems in place. But now the problem with the machines that we have now mm-hmm. is that when they were purchased, they were already older. Mm-hmm. They were already used machines.
Right.
And so they bought extras to use for parts. And we're getting to the point now where we're running out of the parts pieces for maintenance to keep them up. So it's becoming a situation that needs to be addressed.
Is part of the discussion that ought to happen in this community, and I remember when the machines were bought. I couldn't remember that they were used. I thought they were new, but I could also understand the financial pressures. And the person that led that decision was a great county clerk. She happened mm-hmm. to be Republican, Sarah mm-hmm. Taylor. And obviously, I'm sure fiscal consideration, because, you know, it's Indiana. We don't like, you know, fiscal considerations played a part.
Yeah.
But when we look at a decision this time, can we afford to be penny wise and pound foolish?
Well, one of the things, well, there's many things to look at, but one of the things that I always look at when I'm purchasing hardware is how vital is this piece of hardware? How vital is this? For myself, you know, is it something that I could do without if it has a bug, if it doesn't work right? Beating on the bleeding edge of technology is really bleeding. You can have a lot of mistakes. By stepping back just one level, I mean, you see that with cell phones. You step back one level from the newest and greatest.
Let somebody else be the guinea pig.
You have a stable machine. That's right. You have a stable machine that works well. So I don't knock that decision at all. And going forward, you know, it's really about deciding what's the best path today with the technology of today.
You talked about different neighborhoods have different needs in terms of voting. One of the systems in Indiana that has not yet been tested in a large county is vote centers, where you can not only early vote wherever you want to vote, but you can do the same thing on election day. You're not tied to a neighborhood. Given with early, with vote centers, you know, there are areas, for example, in the townships where you live, where people are used to driving to the polling place. Then there are other neighborhoods of the city, primarily inner city, not just inner city African-American, but inner city African-American, white and Latino, where people are used, particularly our seniors, to walk to a polling place. As part of this, let's have an honest discussion. If you're elected, does that also include what would be a hybrid model where in some neighborhoods it would be the traditional polling place only open on election day, and then in other areas would be a place where anybody can just show up and vote with the proper, with the proper check marks?
Yeah, I would assume that we're going to see that. And I can already envision and give you a specific example using my neighborhood versus more of a neighborhood in the center of the town. And that would be in Franklin Township, there's not a lot of businesses. So there's not a lot of big buildings. So sometimes you have problems with venues being available in areas. Sometimes you have problems with bus routes being available in areas. You know, knowing how those voters get to the poll is going to be vital about figuring out what's the best way for them to be able to vote.
But you are, but to make sure the audience is clear, because there's been some confusion with some people in your party, not necessarily you, being perceived as being against early voting. That's not where you're coming from.
Well, the history of how all of this has evolved has been very interesting. It was a Republican who first installed some of those ideas. And then they, you know, there's been back and forth. And I think that that's the nature of a question that doesn't have a black and white answer. We don't have an answer that says that this will work for every citizen in the, in Marion County. So at that point, it becomes time to be flexible. And that's why I think that we should all be open to conversations about how to do it best.
239-1310 after his name is. If, are there other things regarding the administration of election that you would do differently if you're elected clerk?
Well, there's a lot of changes just this last election with the central count. And so really, a lot of the processes are already in the middle of changing. And it's going to really depend on the equipment that goes forward, whether we have the electronic poll book and whether we've got new machinery, how those absentee ballots would be counted, how those records would be processed through a database. There's a lot up in the air right now.
Do we need a better system on election day that tells voters what precinct you're in, and if you live in this area, this is your precinct? Do we need to do a better job of that? Because, again, the boundaries of precincts, and it doesn't really matter why they're like this, they're just like this, have been changed, I think it's three times in the last 5 to 6 years. And the numbers have all been changed. Are there things the clerk can do to make, when somebody shows up to the polls, at least have some idea what's going on?
When we had the census in 2010, we had new precincts that were made off of the new populations. And so some people not only did their poll site change, but their precinct number changed. And when you've been voting in one precinct your entire life, and then all of a sudden you don't know the number of where you're supposed to be or even the building you're supposed to be in, it's a problem. And sending out the postcards is a wonderful way to touch people.
But it's awful expensive.
It's very expensive. It's very expensive. So really trying to get people's attention and have them understand where they're supposed to go is vital. Using the website is good, but you still have to get that word to people.
Is it also that the powers that be, the politicians of both parties, or even all three parties, to add include the libertarians, need to understand maybe we shouldn't be changing precinct numbers, you know, every 4 to 5 years. You know, the only time you should change a precinct number is you're adding a new precinct, or you're merging two precincts, but keep the numbers the same, and whether you live in the townships or whether you live in the old city.
Well, a lot of that has to do with population distribution. Yeah. How many doors are there? And for instance, in my area, half of our township
you guys have been
is populated.
You're one of the fastest growing areas in the county. So
yeah.
You all have gone from like, I think when I moved here, it was like three precincts in Franklin Township.
Yeah.
Now you guys are pushing, what, 30, 35, something like
33,
that?
33. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And going to grow again.
Oh, yeah, because only half of our township has been developed. And so on the other half that hasn't really been highly developed, there's a lot fewer precincts. So the necessary thing of changing those numbers, I mean, that's going to be there as people move and as people develop new areas.
239-1310, 239-1310 with Christine Bischoff, the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk. As you have been out this campaign, I mean, here we are about 35, 36 days until since this is a Tuesday, let me count the Tuesdays. Here it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Tuesdays until Election Day. What's the mood as you've gone out here? I mean, we hear all these people in Washington say that Americans are angry, they're upset, Republicans are mad at Democrats, Democrats are mad at Republicans, Independents are mad at everybody, people are going to vote, they're not going to vote. We've heard all kind of stuff. You've been out in the real world, been knocking on doors, talking to voters. What's the mood out there?
You know, a lot of people are very inquisitive, especially about my race. They're inquisitive about, you know, what exactly all the duties are. There's a lot of unknowns, like there always is, where people just want more information about what that job would entail and about whether you could pull that job off. But I really haven't found a lot of that dissension. But Amos, a lot of that goes towards my personality. I'm not the kind of person to go in and fight and make waves. I'm really not. And so I want to go in and attack everything. And when I talk to people, I talk to them about service. I want to attack a problem in a way that gets everyone's input and that helps everyone in the end. So I always try to do a cooperation. And when you talk to people, I don't really foster that kind of dissent. So I'm not really hearing a lot of that at the door.
239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name is on a couple of other things. One of the, I don't know whether it's the textbook responsibility of a clerk, but one of the perks that come with being a clerk, you have the statutory authority to marry couples. How are you going to, if you're elected, how are you going to handle that?
Well, the first thing is actually marrying someone. I just really feel like that is an odd thing for me to be able to say that I would do. I find myself saying the words, the power invested in me, kind of funny because I'm a computer geek and I'm going into this office thinking more about cleaning up efficiencies and not necessarily about that. The nice thing about that is that's a perk or an option. The requirement and the thing that is necessary is to issue the marriage license. And although I am Christian, I have no problem issuing a marriage license based on the law, no matter what the law is, because I can separate church and state out. But as far as actually doing and performing a marriage, and right now I'm not really sure I would be comfortable marrying anyone, but I don't know how I will grow as I come into a position like that.
You also, if you're elected, would be an officer of the court.
Right.
And sometimes an officer of the court has to enforce an order that you personally do not like. Is that something you dread, or that's also part of the job?
Amos, I'm a Marine. I can take an order, and I can go out and implement it, and I don't have to like it. It just has to be done. It has to be what was required of me. So, yes.
So what is that, overcome?
Adapt and overcome.
Adapt and overcome. We're going to Miss B at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
I have a question to ask you and the young lady. They sent out absentee ballots already. I don't even know why they're doing that, because we don't even know the candidates, you know, and they haven't sent anything out. And if I send an absentee ballot, I don't know who to vote for. You know what you're supposed to do with them?
Well, let me first ask you, are you normally on the list to get an absentee ballot application every time there's an election?
No.
And well, then how did you get the application?
I don't know.
You don't know?
They just sent it to me.
So they just sent you the paperwork to fill
out?
To
fill out and send it in, absentee ballot.
Okay.
And I just wondered, are they taking them now? It seemed like it's early to me.
Well, no, actually it's not early. The deadline to register to vote is next Monday. And then starting on a week from today, people can start voting with absentee ballots. So it is not too early to get that. And sometimes both political parties, both the Democratic Party and Republican parties, if they kind of know that somebody is a regular voter and they might be convenient for them to vote absentee, they'll send you the application.
Well, should you have the name on the ballot to send it in, or the people that's running? I don't even have that on there.
Well, no, all you have is, let me let Ms. Bischoff respond, because what you have is the application. You don't have the actual ballot yet. You first have to fill out the application, and then they send you the ballot. Let me let Christine respond.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was assuming, is that you're holding the application, especially if you don't have the names to vote on there. So everyone has to request the ballot to be sent to them. But anyone can hand you an application or send it to you for you to fill out. You're under no obligation. If you want to vote at the poll, you can do that.
Let me ask you, Ms. B, when you vote, do you usually go to your polling place and vote?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well then, see, somebody was trying to be nice to you.
I don't know who it was, but I guess they were.
they were trying to be nice to you, but if you feel you're going to be in good shape on November the 4th, then you can hang tough and not worry about the absentee ballot and then go out to the polls. However, depending on how you feel, if you feel that you want to exercise your right to have an absentee ballot and vote by mail, then you have to fill out that application by the deadline, put it in the mail, and then they'll send you the ballot, and that has all the names on it.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. 239-1310, 239-1310. But she also pointed out, wait a minute, y'all trying to send me the ballot? I don't know. I don't know who's running. That's an interesting point.
It is. It is an interesting point. And we're getting closer and closer to the actual election day. There are lots of opportunities to find that information. I'm doing a lot of public speaking, being here with you today. Mm-hmm. So being able to reach out with people through organizations and through media. Right. But there's also websites. Mm-hmm. The Indy Star has a great workup on all of the candidates, and you can find out just the ones that are going to be on your ballot that way. And the Secretary of State's website is another great place to get information.
As you have been out campaigning these past few months, what have you learned from voters that surprised you that you weren't expecting?
You know, I really learned that a lot of them just want to know more about me. Mm-hmm. They want to know who I am, what kind of person I am, and how am I going to make decisions? What kind of things are going to trigger me to make decisions? A lot of politicians are in hard places. There's a lot of work.
Do you feel you're a politician or that you are a citizen servant?
I don't feel like a politician. I'm a citizen servant. I mean, I stepped up in my own community locally with school board issues, and I ran for township board, but I really don't have a desire to be a lifelong politician or make a career out of it. What I want to do is serve the best I can for whatever terms that the citizens want to vote me for.
239-1310. 239-1310 is the afternoon's name. Is we're with Christine Bischoff, the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk, on child support. What is the clerk's role? The clerk's role is just to administer and get the money from whoever has collected it and get it to the right people, not to search for the deadbeat folks?
The clerk's obligation is to get that money that has been issued out and sent to them. Garnishments are a way to do that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of areas where that needs to be improved. And one of the things I want to do is find out more information. I don't really know a lot of information about how that works, but I'm highly motivated because of my own background to make sure it works right. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is, like I said before, is get in there and start asking the questions. You know, my opponent does work in the clerk's office, and so she has the advantages of being able to talk with the people who work there and have worked there for decades. What I really want to do, and like I said, this is completely from a heart of service, is to get out there and find out how things are doing and make them the best that they can be under the law.
Let me go to Pierre at 239-1310. Hi there.
Oh, good afternoon, Amos, and good afternoon. Is it Christine Scales?
No, you're confusing Christine's now. Christine Bischoff.
Bischoff,
yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, Ms. Bischoff, as Amos knows and many of the listeners know, I've called this program for the last several years, and I have a letter from the current clerk's chief of staff telling me that she could not find a court file that was supposed to be sent over to the Indiana Supreme Court, and nobody had the courage to call in any type of investigative bodies or anybody else to look for that court file. You guys take an oath to support and defend the Constitution, not respective political parties. Do I have your word that you'll act with the utmost integrity and make sure that any court files that are ordered by a judge that are supposed to go over to the Indiana Supreme Court, do I have your word and commitment that that'll never happen under your watch? And if it does, you will instigate an investigation, and if you can't find it, turn it over to the responsible authorities, because to me that is just absolutely outrageous. And Amos, I would hope that you would ask the other candidate the same thing when she comes on. I want to thank you for taking my call.
All right. Christine?
You very well spoken made that comment. It was very well made. And the reality is this. I will vow to you and to every citizen in the city of Indianapolis that I will competently take care of the integrity of the data that comes through the court system, and that I will be accountable personally for any mistakes that are there, and that I will do everything within my power to rectify it in a way that helps you with your problem in the end.
Christine Bischoff, our standard closing question with all the candidates in this cycle. If people want more information about your campaign, how do they get a hold of you?
Call me. Or you can go to my website, which is ChristineBischoff.com. My last name's a little tricky, so if you want, I can spell that.
Go ahead.
It's Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, and the last name is Bischoff, B as in boy, I-S-C-H-O-F. F as in Frank, and that's .com.
Okay.
And you can call me and talk to me if you want. My cell phone number is
332-8811. 332-8811, and the website is Christine Bischoff. That's Christine, like the car. Bischoff, B-I-S-C-H-O-F-F.com.
Correct.
She is the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk. It is one of the countywide offices. I can never remember whether that is that a constitutional office?
Yes.
It's a constitutional office, which means the legislature can't get rid of it. It is there. It is locked in stone, like sheriff and recorder of deeds of all the things that we learn. Christine, good luck to you.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks very, very, very much. And of course, winners are always welcome back.
Losers too, I hope.
Yes, losers too, as well. Christine, thanks very, very much.
Thank you, Amos.